Well, hello there, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 73, The Importance of Play. Show notes for this episode are available at gwtw.co/73. The other day, I was sitting with a good friend of mine, and we were talking about my business, Chris Martin Studios, and he asked me a really interesting question. He said, if someone came to you and asked for you to create a cartoon animation that a lot of businesses are putting up on their website right now, would you do it? And I said, no, I wouldn't do it. I would send them to a really cheap website where they can buy Me Too Media, because I want to avoid Me Too Media. That really got me thinking about the work that I do. Not only video production work, but this podcast in general. I don't do this just because I want to be like everyone else. I want to be me, and I don't aspire to create work that looks like everyone else. Recently, I finished a project which was a short documentary on a screen printing wall art artist named Chris Stevens, and I wanted to share a little bit of his interview in which he talks about play.
Well, every artist has to travel their own road to get there. Artists are amazingly insecure about their work. They don't have much belief in themselves when they start out. We do a drink and draw here in Vancouver, where we have a meetup of illustrators and stuff, and we have a lot of beginning illustrators that come in. I'm kind of amazed at how sheepish they are and everything. And one thing I want to tell them is, don't make every drawing great, man. It's 1 in 50 is good. If you get one drawing in 50, that's awesome. And the other 50 are practice, and you learn stuff from those. The other thing I would say is play. You want to try something new, try it. And don't have this expectation it's going to look awesome, because that will kill you.
This is the example of creating work that is uniquely him. I hope that you'll take a moment and watch Chris's story. You can find it on my website, chrismartinstudios.com. It is the perfect example of the avoidance of Me Too Media. All right, enough about me. Are you ready to get into this topic on play? Let's get started. I wasn't expecting to learn much on my recent vacation, and for those of you that have been listening the past few weeks, I've been talking about the vacation that I went on in the beginning of June to LA to see my friend graduate from college. And the biggest lesson that I learned on this vacation came from my friend's father-in-law, who's also one of my clients. As we're sitting there waiting for the graduation to start, he said to me, Chris, we work hard so that we can play hard, which then refuels us to work hard. And if I remember nothing from this trip, I know that's not possible since I journaled the trip and I'm going to be recording 4 episodes of this podcast because of what I learned on the trip. But if I'm going to learn something, it's going to be about the importance of play. That's something that I shared in the interview with Chris Stevens earlier in this episode, and it's really what I'm doing with changing up some of the format of this podcast and trying new things. I'm really trying to play. I don't really think about how important play is until it's too late, and I feel that char around the edges of my soul. I feel the burnout encroaching upon my life. And so I have to take a moment and really think, what is play? Is it the opposite of work? Is it about the absence of work? Is it something adults should or should not do? Is it something that is a characteristic of the work that makes you different than other people? Usually when I'm wondering what a word means, I head to the dictionary, and the dictionary helps a little bit. It says that play is to engage in activity for enjoyment and recreation rather than a serious or practical purpose. But a lot of the examples are about children. So adults shouldn't play? I think adults should play as much, if not as more, as kids do. Play to me is doing something that takes me out of my daily concerns and pursuits and leads me to new experiences. It's not only just enjoyment and recreation, but it's serious and practical because it gets me out of the daily ruts that I put myself into. It gets me out of thinking like other people. It gets me to embrace who I uniquely am, because not only is the work I do unique, but the way I play is unique to me. So here are a few things about play. Play is essential to growth. I love what Chris said earlier, and he said that, you know, one in 50 drawings should be good. The others are merely play, trying to do something new, whether it succeeds or not. Without play, you can't grow because you're not willing to try new things. Also, play is something as simple as playing a game, or having an enjoyable conversation with a friend, with a loved one, with family. Play is going to Disneyland. Play is going on a trip. Play is saying, what if I did this instead of that? Play is also the antidote to boredom and monotony that infects our daily work. Play is shaking up the structure of a podcast so that you can try new things. Play is just wanting to do something different so that you don't get bored, so that you don't get stuck doing the same old thing, because play is really a state of mind that allows you to try new things so that you can grow, change, and affect not only your work, but the lives of others. I want to share four things that I personally want to remember about play and that I hope that you'll remember about play as well. First, unlike what the dictionary says, play doesn't need purpose. But I want to keep an eye out for the lessons to learn when I play. My mind is always on, even when I'm playing. So when I'm going for a walk, I'm thinking about things as I'm having fun. I'm thinking about the work that I'm working on. I'm thinking about the upcoming podcast episodes. I'm thinking about the next documentary I want to make, or the way that I'm going to connect with future clients. If I'm not playing and I'm strictly thinking about those things, I'm going to resort to the same old ways that I would think of. I would resort to the same old ways of doing those things that I've done in the past. So I need play so that I can learn. Second, play brings perspective and change through stimulation and reflection. Much like the first one, if I'm not stimulated in a way where I'm outside of my daily pursuits, I'm just going to be reflecting on the same things that I'm reflecting on every day. I'm not necessarily seeing something new, seeing something different. And if I'm playing, I'm using different parts of my brain. I may not be incredibly serious about something. I may just say something spur of the moment, like when I was sitting with my friend Bruce a couple days ago and we were talking about business and how I don't want to create Me Too media. That was a result of play because I wasn't working. I was just having a cup of coffee with a friend. That's play. Third, play changes my face. It changes my posture. It changes how I feel. I smile and laugh more. I hold my head higher. My shoulders go back. I feel refreshed and rejuvenated, and I can't wait to get back to work. If all I'm doing is working, am I going to look forward to work? Eventually, no. I'm going to get tired of it and I need to reset. So play not only rejuvenates us and refreshes us, but it helps us feel better. Fourth and finally, play stokes the fire of my curiosity and leads me to not only ask more questions, but it leads me to ask, how can I play more? How can I be more curious? How can my curiosity lead me to new ways to play? You might be thinking right now about something that you want to do, but you might be stopping yourself from doing it because, well, I've got all this work to do. I've got a lot of work to do too, just like we all do. But if we don't take the time to play, we're not going to do those things in the future because it'll never be more important than the work that we have to get done. So take the time right now to play. What are you waiting for? That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends and other creative professionals and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co, where they can not only subscribe to Getting Work to Work, but they can sign up for my weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, as well as find all of the various social media links should they want to be social with me. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work? Or maybe you need some advice, or you just want to say hi. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Much like creativity and curiosity, play is a state of mind that fuels life and business. Without play, we stay in our ruts and never think to ask why we are bored, tired, burnt out, and longing for our next escape. Daily play can transform every task we do from mundane to purposeful. Are you willing to take a chance and play? Until next time, may creativity and curiosity and play fuel your life.